What's up, everyone? I'm so glad that you're here. And we are in our Systems of Dominion series. This series is geared to empower you to live a life of dominion. In 2026, our theme is the dominion of the saints. And we want to pull from the Word of God the weapons that will empower us to live a life of dominion, that we will live overcoming life, victorious lives. So as we go into today's sermon, pay attention and receive the power to walk in dominion. What a praise, amen. What a worship. You know, don't take these moments for granted when we have such levels and dimensions of praise and worship. Don't count it ordinary. Count it precious that you're in the midst, amen. That you could have been in a position to receive from the Lord. And tonight I'm going to talk to you about, let your faith be firm. Let your faith be firm. And we know that Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for. Now, somebody say now. You know, when Sister Abigail's sister was losing it, she had to put on now faith. Faith for that moment. When they prayed, it had to be a present prayer. It wasn't a future prayer they were praying. They were praying a now prayer. Because had not something happened now, they would have been keeping funeral. Are you with me? Or some major brain damage. But somebody say now. Now. Faith is the substance. Faith is what you need when things are going wrong. Faith is what you need when things are contrary to what it should be. When you are in crisis and you call for prayer, you're not looking for gentle Jesus, meek and mild. But you're looking for someone on the other side to take authority with you, for you in that moment. It's like you are calling 911 and you need an intervention and you have an expectation of change. When you call 911, you have an expectation that what? They're going to help you. Amen? You have an expectation that they are gonna help you. Isn't that true? All right, I know it's only six of us in here, but you could preach with me, okay? All right, I know you praise God and you probably lost your voice. It's okay, but you're gonna try to give me a little amen at least, because I can't hear the people online. I know there's a lot of them there, but I can't hear them. They can hear me. What is that scripture? Okay. When Lazarus and the rich man in hell, he said, we can't come to you or he can't come to us, right? We know that, nowhere to go here. We're all stuck where we are, right? So now faith. When you are in crisis, you need present faith. You need present faith. When someone is sick and they call you for prayer, they're looking for a faith that is present. Wow, I actually came from online to the room. Wow. I have arrived. Right? Present. Oh my God. It says, is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church, and they will anoint with oil. And the prayer of what? Faith.
will save the sick. It is a prayer that makes something happen. Faith is not man-made. Faith is not man-made. The Bible says Jesus came to give us faith in the book of Acts. He came to give us faith. How are we going to do the greater works? It's by faith. How are we going to preach the gospel and believe people are going to get saved? It is by faith. So now, faith, being divinely persuaded that God is able to do what he said he will do. Somebody is in financial burden and crisis and they need a way, like now. The woman, the creditors were coming for her sons. She went to Elisha and she said, "Elisha, one of your sons, the creditors are coming for him." Why did she go to Elisha? Because he was a man that made things happen. Hello? He was a man that made things happen. When he got, after he crossed the Jordan, he came over the Jordan, what happened? He got to the tongue. They said the tongue is pleasant, but the water is bad. Why did they tell him? Because he's a man that can do things. Oh my God. I want to believe God that we're going to be people that make things happen. We're going to make things happen wherever we go. Did he say, "And lo, I am with you"? How? Always. They spoke to Elisha because he is the one that made things happen. I want to tell you, crank your faith up tonight. Crank your faith muscles. Push your faith muscles. It can get dormant. Hello? It can get dormant. Anything you don't use becomes dormant. You want to see people get healed? Pray for a lot of people. Somebody's going to get healed. It's going to build your faith. When I first started in ministry, nobody really got healed. Nobody really got delivered. But what did I do? I kept praying. Nobody got delivered from demons, but nobody manifested. But what I did, kept praying. Having a desire, hungering for God, thirsting for God, kept on going. And what happened? Eventually, it started to happen. I want to tell you tonight, you need now faith. Let's go over to 2 Kings. So, King Joram is going to go fight Moab. He goes, he's the king of Israel. He goes to Judah, he gets Jehoshaphat, and he said, "Jehoshaphat, come help me fight. This man is supposed to give me 100 sheep, and he just feels like he don't want to do it. 100,000, I think. So, 100,000 lambs, and wool of 100,000 rams. So now Ahab is dead, and the king of Moab says, "You know what?" King Mesa said, "You know what? I'm not giving you it anymore." So Jehoram goes, he gets Jehoshaphat, and he says, "Hey, we're going to battle. I need your help. Let's see what happens." Verse 9. 2 Kings chapter 3. Sorry, 2 Kings 3. So let's read from 6. So King Jehoram went out of Samaria, and at that time and mustered all Israel. Then he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, saying, "The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go up with me to fight where? Against Moab." And he said, what? "I will go up. I am as you are, my people," meaning we are one, "as your people, my horses, as your horses." Then he said, "Which way shall we go?" He answered, "By the way of the wilderness of Edom." So the king of Israel went with the king of Judah and the king of Edom, and they marched on the roundabout route 7 days. Right? They're there for 7 days. Something happens here. And there was no water for who? The army, nor for the animals that follow them. So think for a moment. They probably had just 7 days supply. By the 7th day, they ran out. What they need here now? They need a performance. They need a performance. Because if they retreat, the enemy can run behind them and defeat them. So, look what happens. The king of Israel said, "Alas, for the Lord has called these 3 kings together to deliver them into the hand of" who? Moab. See, he's saying, myself, Jehoshaphat, and the king of Edom, we're all going to get delivered into the hand of Moab. But let's see what Jehoshaphat says. But Jehoshaphat says, look at this. "Is there no prophet of the Lord here? Is there no prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of the Lord by him? Is there no prophet of the Lord here?" It's going to come a time in your life and in your circle when people are going to say, "Is there not a man or woman of God that I can talk to? Is there not someone that fears the Lord, that knows God, that I can talk to? Is there not somebody that knows how to pray in our family? Is there not someone that could sing a song and shift the atmosphere?" I want to tell you tonight, purpose in your heart to be that person. Purpose to be that person. And when they ask, they're going to say, "Oh, Miss Carmen is there. Miss Esther is there. Pastor Mike is there. Sister Yvelle is there." Yeah, be that person that they can say, "Yes, there is one." So one of the servants of the king of Israel answered and said, "Elisha." Now the king did not say Elisha, because he was at odds with Elisha. So even though he knew there was one that they could have spoke with, he did not say Elisha is there. Because who was he? He was the son of Ahab. My God. All right. We're in verse 11. And said, "Elisha the son of Shaphat is here. The one who poured water on the hands of Elijah." We can preach that all day. We leave that. And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord is" where? "With him." There are many prophets that are existing together. Elisha is not the only prophet in Israel at this time. He's not the only one. He's living along with many of the minor prophets together. Obadiah is there, and there's many more that lived in that time. But when Jehoshaphat heard the name, there was a testimony that rose up. You know when you say, "Is there somebody we can call to pray?" And you say, "I'm going to call this one." There, yeah, that person can pray. When that person pray, things happen. So that's what he's saying now. He comes, when he heard the name of Elisha, he said, yes, we will get direction. Not only will we get direction, but the direction that we get will be from God. When someone asks us for counsel, can they depend that the counsel is from God? The only reason he could have given a word from the Lord was because his heart was aligned with God. He was in the presence of God. He was intimate with God. The word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. Verse 13. Then Elisha said to the king of Israel, what shall I do for you? Hey. Look what he says. Go. So he was being sarcastic when he saw him. He said, what can I do for you? Why don't you go to the prophets of your father and the prophets of your mother? Those are the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Asherah. But mind you, Elijah just killed what? 300 of them? So there's only about 350 of them remain. He almost wiped out 50% of them. But the king of Israel said to him, no. For the Lord has called these three. For the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them. Oh my God. Oh boy. But the king of Israel said, no. For the Lord has called these three kings together to what? Deliver them into the hand of Moab. He's standing before the man of God and is still given a presumptuous tone. He said, we can't, and you know also what he's saying? We can't back out of this one. Because everybody is faint. There is no water. There's no water for the animal. The horse can't fight. There is no water for the soldiers to drink. So we're all going to die. He sees hopelessness and also he calls the spade the spade. But he's putting the name of the Lord now. And he's saying God is going to deliver us to our enemies. But look at this. And Elisha said, now watch this. Whew. Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts lives. I want to ask somebody, does your God live tonight? Does your God live? As the Lord of hosts lives, before whom? You see, you got to know who you stand in front of. Your relationship with God has to be validated for yourself. Elisha wasn't worried about Jehoshaphat. Nor was he worried about Jehoram or the king of Edom. He wasn't worried about them. He said, the God which I stand. Because he, you see, the Bible said, they that what? Know their God. If you're going to operate in faith, you got to operate from a place of knowing. There is no operation without knowing. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you cannot operate by his power. You cannot walk with confidence. The confidence comes from a place of relationship. The Lord of hosts lives before whom I stand. Surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, what I would have done? I would have get rid of you a long time. He knew his God, but he had respect for Jehoshaphat. He knew he was standing in God's presence. He was before God. As much as he was in front of man, he was before who? God. Let's go. I would not look at you nor see you. Because what? They were idol worshippers. And now, look here. Come here. Work it. Bring me a what? A musician. We undermine musicians. Sometimes we belittle they're just musicians. But do you know music is one of the most powerful forces in the world? When they want to conjure up spirit, what do they use? Drums. Music. When they want you to shop, what is playing? Music. When they want you to buy the bar out, what are they playing? Music. Also, when the Spirit of God wants to move and minister to you, he moves through music. When God wants to tell you something, and the musicians are playing unto the Lord, it's an opportunity for the Holy Ghost to ride on that music. Enter into your heart. Bring deliverance and freedom. That's why people that miss worship and come for word, a lot of times are dry. They're dry because they miss the music. When Saul had a spirit that came upon him, what did he call for? A musician that can play the harp and bring what? Deliverance. The same way how deliverance comes is how darkness comes. Listen to me carefully. The music you listen to will show on your life. The music you listen to will show on your life. The music that Saul listened to showed on his life. Because when the spirit of heaviness came, and anger and jealousy and rage came, who came and played? David came, the spirit left. Just think about it now. If dark music, you're listening to dark music, all of a sudden your features are going to change. Your looks, your hairstyle is going to change. Your hair color might change. Your piercings might change. Tattoos may show up. Because it's coming to a frequency. You're tuned into a frequency. Lust starts to arise. Feelings you never had start because of what's going in the music that's playing to your soul. I want to tell us tonight, music is powerful. Music is dynamic. It can make things happen. So what did he say? Bring me a musician. Stay with me. Don't leave me now. But now, verse 15. Bring me a musician. Then it happened when the musician what? Played. That the hand of the Lord what? Came upon who? When we're worshiping, you can expect God's hand. I said, when we're worshiping, we can expect God's hand. Healings are happening. Burdens are being lifted. Chains are snapping. You can expect the hand of God. And he said, now here we go, back to faith. Thus says the Lord, make this valley what? Full of ditches. Make the valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see what? Wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. What did they need? A now word. They did not need salt to go in the water. There was no water. They didn't need to see fire fall on Mount Carmel. No, that already happened. That already ran its course. They needed intervention now. What did God give them? God gave them a word for the season. But it will take faith to bring it to pass. Now, Jehoshaphat, the king of Edom, and Jehoram could have said, you know what, Mr. Elisha, we love you. And we appreciate all that God has done for you. But this one is not happening. Because there is no water supply around us. If there was water supply, we would have got the water. We would have went and fed the men. We would have went and fed the horse. And we would have fed the cattle. But look what it says. He said, you're not going to see rain, nor will you see wind. He said, dig ditches. He said, dig the ditches. Meaning, make preparation for what you want to see happen in your life. Can I tell you one reason we don't make preparations? Because we believe God is not going to do it. You wouldn't go looking for a house because you're saying God is not going to bless you in a house. You wouldn't go looking for a car in a dealership because you're saying God cannot bless you with a car. You need new extensions. You wouldn't go look for it in the store because you're saying God don't deal with those things. Are you walking with me? This was an impossible situation. Impossible. But yet he said to them what? Verse 18. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. What is difficult for us is easy for God. I said what is difficult for us is easy for God. So it's time that we begin to dig some ditches. Dig some ditches. You need a promotion? Find out about it. Dig a ditch. Put the impression on someone's mind that you are seeking a promotion. When the promotion comes up, who you think they're going to call? They're going to look for you. Weren't you asking me about this? You need a new place to live? Start asking around. You want to start a business? Start inquiring about that industry. Am I talking to three people tonight? That wants something that is impossible from God. Something that you think will not happen. you're almost certain that it cannot happen. But tonight, God says, make room for the water. We want the water, but we will not put time in to make room for it. God says, if you will dig the ditches, I will fill them. We think it takes faith to get the water, but actually takes more faith to fill, to build, or dig a ditch, knowing there is no water. Think of Noah. Noah, God told him, build a big fancy boat. Ginormous boat. Huge boat. And there was never rain at that time. At this point, they had rain. But the prophet said, you're not going to see rain and you're not going to get wind. Meaning, water is not going to come from any place. It's not going to blow in. I want to tell you, it's time for us to start to make room for what we want to see God do in our life. If we're going to walk in dominion, it's going to take faith. Because the Bible says, without faith, there is not a possibility that you can please God. God doesn't work with reality. God works with impossibilities. We like to bring God, put him in a box, and logic him. We want to logic the supernatural. Hello? We want to logic it. We want it to make sense. I don't want no sense tonight. God is saying, you're not going to see rain, nor will you see wind, but just dig the ditch. Because it is hard for you, but it is simple for God. He said, Moses, and Noah rather, build the ark. Tell the people, warn them. And he gave him a plan. When you build it, you're going to put animals in. Because you have to preserve my creation. I don't know if my people are going to listen. But we have a plan to preserve what was made for you, the obedient. The Bible says, if you're willing and obedient, you lead the good of the land. All of them drank water and died when the flood came. But guess what? Noah and his family, they drank water after the flood, rather during the flood in the boat. Then they had water after the flood. So they weren't short water, but also they had meat to eat. They had the fine things to eat because they were obedient to trust God in the face of impossibility. I want to tell you tonight, here he says, dig ditches. Verse 18, dig some ditches in your life. Let me go back to this thing. I just feel God is saying he wants to elevate us. Because even the word we had earlier, it says, when we praise God, then the earth will yield her increase. God is saying tonight, dig some ditches. Because this is a season where he's getting ready to fill them. Young people! Dig some ditches. Dig some ditches. Dig some ditches. Seniors, dig some ditches. You know what the lie the enemy tells us? Is that you're old and you're retired. There's no such thing in the kingdom. Did you hear that Abraham retired? Did Sarah retire? Hello? I'm not talking about having babies. I'm talking about doing some other things. You have a dream that God, a God put dream. You know, nothing can fulfill a God put dream but God. I'll say that again. Nothing can fulfill a God put dream until it manifests. Simeon, the Lord said, you're not going to die until you see Jesus. When he saw Jesus in the temple, he said, my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. I can exit now. There's some things that's going to pain you till you die because God put some things in you and he's telling you to dig some ditches so that he can fill them. And some of you, you know what it is? Feed 3 people a week. Simple. Feed someone weekly. Bless a child with a little money to go to school. Bless a child. Bless a single parent or a mother. God is telling you to give something to someone, but you will shut yourself up because you're looking at your own need. The devil is a liar. The devil don't want you to dig no ditch. The Bible says, give and it shall be what? Given. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Will men give into your bosom? Meaning you're going to have so much heaped up in you. So you have to release yet again. Dig some ditches tonight. With now faith. With a now expectation. With a now trust in God. It is not for you to fail. It is not for you to fail. Let me say that yet again. It's not yours to fail, but it's yours to dig. He's going to do it. It's simple for him. And not only that, the heathen was saying God is going to deliver them into the hands of Moab. But here the Lord comes and says, he said, hey, he will also deliver the Moabites into your hand. Now look at this. Also you shall attack every fortified city. You keep going now. Every choice city. And shall cut down every good tree. And stop up every spring of water. And ruin every good piece of land. With what? Stones. Now watch this. So the instruction was in 16. The Lord says, make this valley what? Full. And too often we go out and we do sparing. Just little. He said, make it how? Full of ditches. Full. Full. Because when the increase comes, it will be multiplied increase. Hallelujah. We can preach this thing all night tonight, but we gotta go home. Whew. Verse 20. Now it happened in the morning when the grain offering was offered. You see what this is here? They were in need, but did they stop giving? No. They were at a point of death. They could have fainted and given up. But they continued with what is for God. Didn't Jesus say, render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but render what is God's unto God. God give them a perpetual ordinance. There must be a morning offering and there must be an evening offering perpetually. Every morning, the priest is to go in, put the lamb. Every evening, he must go and put the ram. No matter what the condition is, it does not change your offering. Too often, we serve God when it's convenient. We give when it is convenient. We give after we've paid bills. Yeah. They were in crisis, but the offering went at the correct time. Are you walking with me? Because look what it says. When the grain offering was what? Read. Let's go. Media team, please help. Let's read together. Now it happened in the morning. When the what? The grain offering was what? Offered. So what happened? Now, did it happen in the morning? Yes. Okay. But did it happen only in the morning? Something had to have happened before the water ran. We cannot sidestep what is God's. If you're going to grow, you got to accept this. If you're going to grow and you're going to have dominion this year, you got to accept that the offering belongs to the Lord. When you get up in the morning, are you offering something to God? Do you have a morning offering that you're giving to the Lord? Your praises, your worship. What your worship does, it shows where your confidence is. Even though all hell is breaking loose against you, when you wake up in the morning, in the morning when I rise, I will lift up mine eyes unto the maker of the heavens and earth. It doesn't matter if I'm like the widow and all I got is two mites, and I come into the house of God, my offering will go to God. My tithes will go to God. Because after the offering was made, somebody says suddenly, dig your ditches, make preparation. But how come it always comes back to offering? Because God set it up like that. Hey, hello? Hello? Anybody in here? That's not my setup. That is his setup. How does it always comes back to incense? Because something has to go before God. The Bible said, don't come to God empty-handed. So, I'm not talking only about money, but you got to come with some praise. You got to come with some worship. You got to come in some exaltation. You got to come in some adoration. How are you going to move God? We want him to fill our ditches. But faith and our offering goes hand in hand. Faith and your offering goes hand in hand. Are you getting this? Look at it. Also, back to 20. It happened in the morning when the grain offering was offered. The Amplified said, miraculously, water came by the way of Edom, and the land was what? Filled with water. They went to the man of God. They needed something to happen when? Now. He gave them the instruction. He said, fill the place with ditches, the valley. Why? Because it is simple in God's sight. I want to tell you, I had an encounter Sunday night. It was out of this world. I don't know if I had too much sugar or what. I'm not a diabetic, so I don't have no sugar issue. But Sunday night, after we had such a powerful service on Sunday, I went home. And late in the night, I had a piece of fudge. You know what fudge is? You know, it's made of sugar and milk, right? And I'm eating this thing. I was dead tired. I was like flatline tired, totally tired. But I'm eating this thing, and all of a sudden, I look to the right. I see a big bubble with like ziggy thing around it. It's okay. So I looked at the fridge. I can't see the fridge, but I know the fridge is behind there. I don't see the fridge. I looked at my phone. I don't see the bottom of my phone. I just see 3/4 of the phone. It's okay, let me go upstairs. Wake up, Sherry. Sherry, this is happening. You know, Sherry said, okay, just like whatever, you'll be okay. But in that moment, well, from downstairs, all I could remember was what I preached on Sunday. To be strong. All I could remember was the word of God. By the time I was ready to go to sleep, when I look at the whole phone was water. My vision just went. Call it what it was, a sugar rush, whatever, sugar spike, I don't know. But all I know is that I thought, and this is a fear that I actually have, or not a fear. I often wonder what it is like for people who used to see that don't see. I always wonder that thing. I looked at the time. I could see half of the time on Alexa, and I can't see the other half. And they're both right there. But all I could hear in my spirit, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. When I woke up Monday morning, and I looked at the phone, I could see again. Thank God. But I couldn't see clearly. Everything is like this. But I kept saying, I will only be strong. When did I need faith? Right there. Right then. Right now. This eye is still weak. It's getting stronger. After I worshiped tonight, it felt better. This one feels normal, but this one just feels like it's lazy. I'm going to tell you, when you work the works of God, when you do the things of God, the enemy is going to try things with us. The enemy will try, but we need faith in every moment and in every season. And trust in God. Only be strong. What? The Bible said the word of God is quick. Romans chapter 4. Alive, quick, and what? Powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. I'm going to tell you tonight, only be strong. When things are looking like it's going to happen, don't settle. Don't settle. Because a lot of people settle and never come back. A lot of people settle and never come back. People are walk on the street crazy. There was an entry point, and they opened the door. Enemy coming. The enemy came in. I want to tell you tonight, walk by faith, not by sight. Dig your ditches and watch God fill them. Now, faith is the substance. They needed water in that moment. What did God provide? A water. When you need healing, He's your healer. When you need house, He's the one that houses you. He said if He took care of the birds, He's going to take care of you. When you're hungry, He's going to feed you. I want to encourage you tonight. Walk. Don't fear evil. Evil will present itself. David said, the pangs of Sheol held on to me, but it had to loose him. Hello? It had to loose him. It had to loose. Joseph. It didn't take him over. It had to lose him, because greater is he that was in him. I want to encourage you tonight. There is nothing too hard for God. It's only a simple matter for God. Let's all stand tonight. Hallelujah. Ooh. Let's sing back that same worship song we were singing earlier.
All glory, all honor, all worship and all praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
All power.
Thank you, Lord. I stand
in awe.
I stand in awe. Whatever you believe in God for tonight. Whatever you believe in God for tonight, it is simple in His sight. Whatever you are believing God for tonight, it is simple. Ribeki sila rokos kuturokos kila brakas kitanda rokas kataya. Rubokos kuturubos yala labakas kate. God has purpose to bless you. He has purpose. Psalm 67 says, He will bless you. Our God. Use the force of faith. Faith is a force that destroys the enemy. Faith is what pleases God. I want to challenge you tonight. Dig some ditches. If it's relationship, go dig a ditch over there. If it's business, dig a ditch over there. If it's school, dig a ditch over there. If it's career, dig a ditch over there. If it's your spiritual life, go into fasting and prayer. Dig a ditch. Don't be passive, because in order for them to have gotten the blessing, they had to go and do something. If you're here tonight, this is the 4th of February 26th. And you say, Pastor, I will dig a ditch tonight. Take a step to the altar and your life will not be the same. Tonight, I will dig a ditch. Maybe you need to purpose in your heart to do something and make up your mind to please God. Rabaka sarabashkata dedebe. Dominion is yours. We gotta do our part. If you are willing and you're obedient, the impossible will be made possible in your life. This is not a fairy tale. It is simple for God. Believe God's word and leave the consequences to Him. Charles Stanley would say, believe God and leave the consequences to Him. I stand in awe. I stand in awe. If you're online, just type, I'm I'm standing, just type that. Or just put, I'm digging my ditch. I will dig my ditch. Just put it there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I pray for your people tonight. And even those online that says they're digging. I pray, mighty God, that tonight you will meet them. Your word says it's a simple thing for God. Simple. They stand at your altar in faith. I speak and now faith over them. And now faith. Rabapa. Now. Rubobo. Rakaskata brokoskataya. Ribapa. Rubobobobobo. Now faith. Sabrikash kashkash kila brakashkoya. La rebesia la rokoskotile de baba baba. And now faith. Over them. Now faith is the substance. They needed water. Whatever you need, faith is that substance tonight. Rakashila rokosh and la ba 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 shata. Roboboko rikaskatarabas yala la la ba shunda rokoshay. Robokoskita. Pastor Don, you could tell Brother Dave. God says he's getting ready to favor him financially. He's going to get a big financial breakthrough that's coming to him. In the name of Jesus, the need him, go out, dig your ditches. God will favor you. Mashikela brokoshkatana davasaya. Rebako rebeshkela brokoshkoshkishisha. Shamakashiela brokoshkita lelebeskiela labaskiando rokoskaya. Andela Prokos Katanda Baskiti. Ela Robo Bosa. I speak favor. It's favor over your life. Favor. Simple for God. In Jesus' name. Stand in awe. La Rabashata Bakosaya. Rikeshiko to robo sanda na basaka. Every Hallelujah. You can go back, praise God, and stand.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm so glad that you stuck around to this point. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to Faith Church. We want you to come and be a part of what God is doing, this move of God that is happening here in the Bronx, New York area. Personal invitation to you. Wherever you're from, you are welcome. All are welcome to come and experience the power of God. Sundays at 10, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Come and join us in-house. Or stay connected to us through all of our socials, whether it's my personal or the Faith Church social. Just be a part, follow, and come along on this journey of faith. I'll see you soon. I'm Pastor Sam. Have a great day.